Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sophomore guard at 6'2", number 23, Howie Miller. And at 6'5", forward sophomore, number 25, Justin McNichols. The Pioneers are coached by the one, the only, Rob.
We're doing everything high school today, including the starting lineups in a high school hoops game with six people in the gym. And there's a guy there thinking he's introducing the Bulls of the mid-90s.
Yeah, from North Carolina.
Number 23, Michael Jordan!
No!
All right.
And there's like four people who are like...
There's more cheerleaders than there are fans. And it's a boys' game.
Huh. There are more cheerleaders than there are both athletes and people in the stands. That's what there is.
It's a cheerocracy.
That's what it is. The cheerleaders are running the show there.
Wow. People in the stands are like, oh, okay, all right. Give me a little clap there.
You knock on the door. Like,
a golf clap.
A 9-year-old girl out there like knocking on the door. Hey, sir, would you like some donations? Try to raise money for a trip to Florida. I'm like, to Florida for what? Oh, for the big competition. Like these parents, man.
Like, yeah, let me send you to Disney World. Sure.
Yeah, you and a family of five, flights, hotel, so your 9-year-old daughter kid go with 5,000 other girls to cheer and do a routine. People got to wake up, man.
Uh-oh. Keep going.
I got suckered into AAU. AAU stuff's brutal. Brutal travel.
But that's not money, cheerleading. That's actually travel. Playing sport.
Well,
I'm not going to say cheering,
the competition.
My dad.
Cheering is a competition.
Is it a sport? Is it considered a sport?
It's a competition.
My dad. That's true. My dad had 27 sports when we were at its peak, when he was the athletic director of our high school at Ringgold High School in Monongahela, Pennsylvania.
Ringgold
27
Rams.
Boys and girls Rams. Sports.
Roms. The Ringgold Roms.
He said, I can't tell you. Of all the parents that come in and bitch more than any other, the ones who have a problem, cheerleading parents. They're the only ones that gave him any trouble. Not why my son's not playing or Billy's not quarterback. Cheerleading parents complain about it.
What were their issues?
I didn't get into it. The hell I want to know that for.
Okay.
Well, that's the problem
nuts with us cheerleading
with a sport. We'll call it a sport, okay. So we don't get in any arguments that is based all on subjectivity. You know, why is my kid not playing? He doesn't run as fast as those other kids. He doesn't score as many points as those other kids.
I can't wait for that day.
Well, why isn't he playing more? Because he doesn't score goals, and the other guys that with cheering. How come? Because she's not as good. She does. I mean, it's again. You're talking about a qualitative analysis of performance, and parents can't deal with that. What are you talking about? She's the best.
A little more salad.
She's the best looking one. She does the thing better than anyone else.
Hey. I'm looking forward to that day, coaching my kids' teams, because there's going to come a day comes, and one of the parents can say, why isn't my kid playing? Sit down. I'll tell you why. He ain't any good. How about that? We're not juggling plays here, you know? I'm here to win. My ass is on the line.
Oh, boy.
If I don't win,
Dan Roach,
at the football banquet, I ain't getting a trophy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan Roach
I'm kidding.
Submitted this to us in July.
What?
He thought of us. Dan Roach, WBC TV Channel 4.
Love Roach.
Came across a clip in July, summer months, and said, guys, I'd like to give this to you so you can use it around Thanksgiving.
Hang on to this.
We've been hanging on to this since July. What do we have?
Thomas looks down deep for Beckwith.
He caught it in back of the end zone. Touchdown on the tip. Shane Beckler with the touchdown. Mercer threw it up. The ball tipped up. And Shane Beckler with the catch. And they're going absolutely berserk here in South Avenue. What concentration by Beckler.
I love this guy. I thought this was supposed to be like bad commentary. This guy's great. Love this cat.
Gus Johnson.
Kind of told you what happened?
Told you everybody's going berserk.
Is that all we have from him? I want to hear more. Rochi, where'd you find this guy? He's got a future.
Do you have Beatles call when UMass won? When he did the one UMass game? Jim did a high school game, high school girls game.
Softball, right? Was it softball?
No, it was basketball. It was
basketball, state championship.
Works it around the point, shoots it in, down, shoots it, scores.
Jim's very good.
He was really good.
Sneaky good play-by-play guy.
Not yes. Sarge, but
yes. Wow. I like that guy.
I don't have a problem with that guy at all.
He was excited.
You don't get a lot of berserk, and I believe he pronounced it berserk, which I think most of us take berserk. The lazy way out and say berserk. Did he say berserk?
They go berserk.
And they're going absolutely berserk here in South Avenue.
Avenue, they're going berserk.
He took the lazy way out. Yeah, that's okay.
Wasn't that a video game when we were kids?
Berserk.
Oh, yeah. It was a good one. That was fun.
What's this one? DeMatha?
DeMatha Catholic.
From Sunday.
Yep.
This past Sunday. D.C. Championship.
These are the two big high school programs. High school championship in D.C. They are kicking off to DeMatha after taking a 40-36 lead in the game.
It's like 30 seconds left.
Okay.
We're going to squib it. It's going to find its way. It's number four. He's across. It's 40. He's going to get to midfield. He's going to make his way upfield. He's at the 30, 25, 20. He's going.
Oh, my God. There's no flags.
I don't see a single
oh
flag.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
No one does it like the WCAC does it.
He got through the entire team. He went through the team picture, the entire Gonzaga team picture. He brought it in, and the Mata players are over in front of their student section.
At the pandemonium right now.
So it's like the Stanford band thing?
So WCAC is their conference.
I don't know, but that was a crap call in 19 levels.
Well, you know what?
That was awful.
Here's what happened.
I just like the guys going, oh, my God.
It was a kick return.
Oh, my God. I thought you guys were a bunch of Catholic schools. What's going on here?
Oh, my God.
They didn't lose it till he hit the 10. Right, okay, he's bringing it out. He made it up to the 50. He's at the 45, the 40. Down to 30. Well, here he goes around.
But Zoe just
20, 15, 10.
Tiny little thing. When you cross over midfield, then you're going down. He said he's up. He's up to the 30, the 25. So he got the up and down wrong.
He did that.
That's just a technical thing.
Yeah, he also started laughing in there. He started giggling as he crossed midfield.
No one does it like the WCAC.
Yeah, I know.
That's how we do it. That's how we roll.
Washington Catholic Athletic Conference, the WCAC. Yeah. How does the commissioner feel about the, oh, my God!
Get over! Oh, my God!
Yeah, you're going to get slapped on the wrist with a ruler for that on Monday. Let's hear, if you go back to the near midfield, he starts laughing.
He's going to make his way upfield. He's at the 30, 25, 20. He's going.
Oh, God.
The very beginning.
No, he's there. At the 30 at that point.
No, yeah, but whatever it was. If you go back to the beginning, he starts laughing.
So number four, he's across. It's 40. He's going to get to midfield. He's going to make his way upfield. He's at the 30, 25.
Hold on a second. He covered 30. He covered 30 yards in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Something tells me
he's a little late to the call there.
Normally, when you hit the 50, you sort of can see it opening up where you're going to go, and that's where I come out of my seat and
10.
I jump.
He's in the 45. He's in midfield. Yeah.
And that's where Capella grabs you and like pulls you down. Like, don't step on the goal.
What?
Don't step on the goal. They didn't lose it till he got to the
10. This kid runs a 1-2-40.
Yeah, he's still going at little Billy.
Take the ball to 40. He's across midfield. Look where he's at the 30.
Touchdown!
Look at the team picture. What? Where is he? Is he scored a touchdown? What happened?
So that means that
they're all celebrating. This is just some old guy with a walker on the track, and they all have to run around.
They almost ran him over.
Crowd.
The guy was walking laps, and they almost ran him over.
Wow!
What the hell's happening out there?
Well, the mall's not open that late.
Yeah,
you got to get your steps in for the day.
Oh my God! And so then, all right. So Gonzaga kicks off with the lead, and then they run this back for touchdown. So what happens next?
Gonzaga gets the ball. They have one last snap.
All right, with how much time? Like 15 seconds or something? Like under?
Like no time on the clock. They okay. have it at midfield.
So the guys who were just announcing, they just ran the ball back, and now they have the lead. They're up two or three.
They're down four.
Under a minute to go. So they've got a last gasp Hail Mary type of situation. Is that what we've got?
You got it, Pebble.
Say God doesn't care, but his mom does.
Is God purple? We're about to find out.
Like to know more about that. God doesn't care, but his mom does?
And so,
what color is God?
Purple.
What color is God?
I believe he just said, this guy doesn't care, but his mom does. God's wearing purple. I think that's what he just said.
What did Lou Holtz say? God doesn't care, but his mom does?
Oh, God.
Lou Holtz.
Is God purple? We're about to find out. Ball's in the air, and it is going to get there. And somebody caught that. Did somebody catch that? Gonzaga, did they catch that? Touchdown, Gonzaga! The Gonzaga Purple Eagles win the WCC! On a last second
on a
touchdown pass!
I cannot believe it. That is the greatest high school football game.
Look at this pandemonium right now. Who brought it down? I haven't even seen who brought it down
yet. No idea.
Where's the spotter?
Who threw it? From what yard line?
How much time
was left?
He's just laughing.
Tell me anything.
You know what he's doing? He's packing his bag. He's like, okay, we're getting out of here.
I don't know who's playing. I don't know who's doing what. I don't know who won.
The score? You never heard the score at all.
No. Oh, my God.
That's how WCAC does it, though.
In your face. Purple now, or something. As a guy who's in the booth for all these NFL games, though, is it generally a bad idea for one of the guys calling the game to admit that you don't know what happened, you don't know if the ball was caught?
I don't even know if he caught
after,
it.
And after it was caught, say, I don't even know what happened and don't know who caught it?
I got no idea.
Neither one of them know what
happened. I want to wait for that day when Sosi turns to Zoe and says, Zoe, was the pass completed? What happened there?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Oh, man. We got more to get to. Do we have a preview? Maybe a small preview of what we're about to get to.
Let me give him a little preview, Jim.
A small preview from Kentucky. Okay.
So we're third and five, and we are knocking on that goal line.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, I love it. I love it already.
Is she a PA announcer?
Redneck woman.
Oh, no, she's doing play-by-play.
That's on the broadcast?
It's about 2.5 minutes of this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Don't go anywhere.
Oh, I can't wait. Don't go anywhere. That's next.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Happy Thanksgiving from the entire Zolak and Bertrand show.
That's right.
In case you didn't sort of get that feel from today's show already.
Grandfather taught me a long time ago. It's all going the same place. It's like he would get the plate.
Mix it all up.
Like the Les Miles thing. You take the turkey and you put the peas and carrots all over top of it. You put the mashed potatoes on, green bean casserole, pour gravy all over it.
Well, he had a stroke this week, so I'm not sure what they're letting him have for Thanksgiving. I don't know if he's going to be allowed to eat a normal diet this week.
Yeah. He had some issues this week.
Yeah, he did. Yes, he did.
Nice little last bit of lettuce. What, Jim?
Last little bit. Something. What?
What's Jim?
What?
Is this his day?
And what is it? I don't know. He's got an issue with us all.
I'll tell you later.
What?
Did he not have a stroke?
It's not something you want me to bring up on the air.
Tell me in my ear.
Don't. Yeah.
Tell me in my ear.
Tell me in our ear.
Tell everybody in our ear.
Oh,
whatever. I don't care.
Turn your mic off.
That doesn't bother me. Does that bother you?
No.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either.
Okay, now tell me, Jim. Tell me. Yeah.
Jim's has secrets.
And your point is?
Yeah. All right, so do you...
Well, smell that grass.
And your point is what?
We got our final high school call here.
Yeah. Final one from Kentucky, the great state of Kentucky.
Of all the great...
Of all the places to get it from.
So, Jim, we heard a tease of this. It sounded like a PA. Is it play-by-play that also goes over the PA? Is this what we're going to listen to?
I don't think it goes over the PA. I don't know.
I thought it was a PA. I thought we just from the tease, it sounded like a PA. But this
it sounded like a PA to me. But if it's a broadcast, it makes it even.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Probably both. Yeah, because yeah, we'll get okay. in. We'll get further into it. You can
right,
tell it's both.
It.
Okay, here we go.
So with 3rd and 5, and we are knocking on that goal line. Let's see what Coach Cooksey has. What kind of rabbit he's going to pull out of that hat this time?
Okay. Okay.
There's no way this is a PA.
There's two people that this sounds like.
Where's it coming from?
An ongoing PA announcer, like, describing that while the game is being played? Hey there, Coach Cooksey. What do you got? What kind of rabbit you going to pull out of the hat today? You think the coaches are going to put up with that? Like,
what's the name of Kathy Bates' character in The Office where she's down in Jacksonville? You come on down and you see me sometime here, son. Michael, you can just come down here. You can visit anytime you want. Or what happened? There's sharks in the oceans. Stay out them oceans.
Stay out them oceans.
That chicken come in my house.
A little bit of Mabel.
That could be anybody from the south.
That chicken get eaten.
Okay, we only need about those 5 yards, guys. Come on.
Oh, it's like okay, Paula Deen is calling the game.
This is PA.
Put a stick of butter
you can
in
hear
it. Put a couple sticks of butter in this game. It's going to be better.
You can hear the echoing. This is going out to everybody. Everybody's sitting there watching this.
Who's she talking to?
She's talking to the team. She's talking to the coach. Talking to the fans.
Oh, and that was some motion there. Look at those yellow flags come out. Definitely.
Look at that pretty yellow flag over there.
Definitely.
Hey, she made that pink flag.
I bet she eats it, Adrian.
Do you look forward to this night more than any other night of the week?
Definitely.
Okay, I thought so. I thought this was your time to shine. Helen, you sound like a Helen. Did we know? Is your name Helen?
Definitely.
Yeah,
okay,
there
I
it is.
So. All right, here we go.
Or Paul.
Pick up a few little yards there for that, and looky there, we got us a first down.
This goes on for two more
minutes. All right, one more. Just let it play for a little bit.
Right up on that goal line. All right. Is everybody looking down there towards that goal line? Because we're fixing to cross it in just a minute. Everybody keep your eyes on that goal line. And unfortunately, a little fumble back there in the backfield. But it was recovered by the Wildcats. That's all right. That's okay. That just makes the goal line just a little bit further away. That's all. I'm telling you.
Is this elementary?
This can't be real.
Is this preschool football?
They're effing with us.
This
ain't real. It's like a bingo announcer.
What team is this?
And we got.
What team is this? This can't be high school. You just hear a bunch of little kids rolling, and she's imploring everyone to pay attention to the game. This isn't a high school football game in Kentucky. It can't be.
Coach Cooksey, and look at Coach White out there. They are getting their act together. We got a little timeout. While we got timeout, let's see if we can't do one more quick celebrity watch. And I do believe Celebrity Watch saw Miss Cown somewhere. I don't know where she is now, but oh, there she is, Miss Cown. Stand up, Miss Cown, and wave at us down there. There she is, Miss Cown, in all her glory.
Yep,
she's celebrity in those parts.
She works the fry later at the drive-in movie theater.
Oh, I thought she was like the school lunch lady.
No.
Well, I have another minute. Let me just announce for those parents that Monday, please make sure your child wears a blue shirt to school on Monday.
This is real. Oh, my God.
We're having Stomp Out Bullying Day Monday, and everybody's supposed to wear a blue Stomp Out Bullying T-shirt or shirt to school Monday.
What if I don't want to?
So if you want to step inside Carver Middle School Monday, I guarantee you it'll look like it's been taken over by a bunch of Smurfs.
Isn't that bullying?
Isn't that the Smurfs
are bullying the kids to wear the shirts?
Now, let's play a quick game of bingo. Take out your cards and
you
your stampers.
Bully me to wear
first
a shirt.
Number and 42.
Step inside Carver Middle School Monday. I guarantee you it'll look like it's been taken over by a bunch of Smurfs.
Like a Smurf.
There'll be so much blue. You step into Carver Middle School this Monday, it's going to look like a bunch of drowning victims. They're just all blue. They've been suffering from a lack of oxygen all weekend long. Everybody will be so blue.
But they will. But they will not have been bullied. That's for damn sure.
Oh, Coach Cooksey don't look too happy. What are we going to do here?
I wonder why.
So oh, now this is like a behind the scenes we've got right now. She's off mic.
Yeah, his name's probably Coach Cook. He probably really doesn't like being called Coach Cooksey.
He keeps looking back in my direction, giving me the shush sign. What is it? What is it that you want, Coach Cooksey? He don't look too happy.
There she is. No. Blindside.
Hey, put Michael in the game.
Leanne Tui?
Yeah, Leanne
Tui.
What are you doing, Merv? Run the damn ball.
Another Kathy Bates movie. Kathy Bates was in that one, too.
She was.
She was the tutor.
Advisor.
She was the tutor.
The tutor. Ole Miss.
Don't look too happy. What are we going to do here? We're going for it? We have to, don't we? Okay, we are going for it. Fourth down.
Is she also like the Ernie Adams?
Yep. What's the chart say?
Principal, PA announcer, spotter.
Hey, somebody bust loose. Where is Williams?
Throw the challenge flag, coach. Throw the challenge flag.
And there goes Williams all the way.
Hold on a second.
Oh, Williams.
Oh, she woke up.
Hello.
And there goes Williams all the way. Touchdown, Wildcats. Way to go. Pass.
What?
Pass from Kilburn to Williams. Touchdown, Wildcats.
That's how pass.
I told you those coaches had a rabbit in their hat.
Oh, my.
I couldn't coach there. How do you play? Like, shut up. God.
That was all 4.5 minutes of time.
Oh, my God.
Cut down to like 2.5.
3 hours of that.
Oh, my God. 2.5, 3 hours. Listen to her for a whole game.
Sheesh.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Pants!
Hardy has
Way
your headlines.
To go! Pass!
We got one more segment. We'll take your calls before we get to today's takeaways at 1:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins take on the Red Wings tonight. They're in Detroit. Judd Surratt and Bob Beer is going to have the call for us here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's pregame at 7 o'clock here on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot. Bruce Cassidy yesterday talking about the loss of Patrice Bergeron, who was going to miss some time. Well, I'll let the coach tell you about it.
I was just talking to Bax a bit. Like, you can't replace a guy like that. We're putting him in the power play because he can take faceoffs as a right stick. 5-on-5 shutdown. I mean, probably just the 5-on-5 play, how much he is able to kill plays and allow Martian Pasta to play their game. Keep going.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Coach. Yes, it is a sternoclavicular issue, shoulder, rib. Not good. 4 weeks, he'll be reevaluated. Celtics also in action tonight. They're 9-8 on the season and have only won 3 of their last 9. They take on the Knicks at the TD Garden, 7:30 tip. That game will be heard on 105.7 WROR tonight. Sean Granny, Cedric Maxwell on the call. Some information coming in about tomorrow's Bears-Lions game. Likely that Chase Daniels is going to get the start. Mitch Trubisky listed as doubtful by Chicago.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a conked out pipe and a button nose and 2 eyes made out of coal.
Frosty the Snowman.
I don't know the song. I don't even know where this show has gone today. Scott Zolak now wearing a full Frosty the Snowman head.
Hi, kids. My kids are home from school.
Really wrecks the sound coming out of there, doesn't it, Hardy?
Yeah.
Beasley has the best props. He had a Rudolph hat.
They had the Rudolph in here earlier.
Put that down.
No, put it on your lap. What's wrong?
Shut up. You ever see Airplane?
Never seen a girl, man, naked.
You ever been in a cockpit, Billy?
I don't think that's one of the questions.
Yeah, it was.
Have you ever been in a cockpit?
Yeah, that was one of the questions.
Yeah, all the double entendre there. What was that? There could be.
Do you speak jive? Jesus.
Let's go.
Let's just go.
Oh my God.
Where's Ken? Did Ken call yet?
No, he didn't. We've got a Sully, a Mike, a Helen, and a Connor on the
Helen!
Line.
Helen!
Helen's
for sure.
Helen's a nice name.
Helen is in Rhode Island today. Hello, Helen.
Hi, I'm kind of nervous. First time call.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Come on now.
What are you nervous about?
So I listened to a lot of the analysis about the Tennessee game, and especially about Tom Brady. You know, he's very good in the pocket. They were talking about how he was rushed, or how Maz said he was throwing at ghosts. I think he seemed like he was lacked confidence, or he lacked concentration. So I was thinking maybe with the bye week, maybe he's done a little yoga or some meditation or something. And maybe with Rob Gronkowski back, maybe they can reset the regular season and just have a good game.
You know, it's interesting.
Go out strong.
It's interesting. It's a good question, Ellen. It's interesting you bring up the feet and the footwork. That was his worst footwork game to me, where he wasn't opening the toe. Maybe there's an issue going on with the leg or two. But I wouldn't bring in the hot yoga instructor or the yoga instructor. I'd bring in Tom House, his technique coach, his throwing coach. I guarantee he probably did. He stuck around here during the bye, so he's probably working out with him. I would not doubt that for one second.
So I also I do not think that Sarge sucks. And I think he has a rather sexy voice. Happy Thanksgiving.
Helen, happy Thanksgiving. Sarge. She has the hots for Sarge.
A little bit. I wonder if Helen is a single lady. Sarge, I believe it's free to be you and me as far as Sarge is concerned.
I swear to God, if he calls in, says, hey, give her my number, it's going to happen. You know it. Bad for
him. How do you think Sarge spends his days? I mean, what's he doing right now?
He listens. He's a chronic.
Yeah,
24/7.
He listens a lot.
He called yesterday when we were playing. He's like, "You guys want me right now?"
No, we don't. We have your audio. It speaks for itself.
We should play that audio again. We really should.
Yes, let's touch on that again.
We haven't really played it other than the open today.
Big game between Wellesley and Needham again. So for old time's sake, we'll play the Needham Wellesley game with Sarge doing the play by play and his friend,
couple of friends, from what we could tell.
First and 10 at the 35 for the Raiders. Yeah. Shotgun formation. Pini to pass again to Elfman. Elfman, plenty of running room there, and he may be off as Kavanaugh will have to get him. Elfman comes right down the sideline, and the Wellesley Raiders get it right down at the touchdown. Dan Elfman with plenty of running room on that one.
Elfman.
Danny Elfman?
That's Mike Sarge-Riley, Robbie Johnson, and Aaron Siegel on the call. Three-man booth.
Oh, three-man booth?
Hotline's ringing. Hotline's ringing.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Three-man booth. Put them on. Just put them on.
Put them on.
I'd like to wish them a happy Thanksgiving.
Do you know what the hotline number is, though?
I do. I had to store them in my phone because I didn't know the new ones.
I don't call it. Why'd I need it?
I bet Sarge has... Never mind. I meant to say Zoe has numbers.
You know what?
Other place. Never mind.
7473 is the number.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Don't say it on the air.
Don't say that.
The whole point of the hotline is that people don't know it. That's the whole point of the hotline.
Dumbass.
That it's a secretive number. Sarge, Mike Sarge Riley, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well.
How was that coming out party at that game?
What?
There was a coming out party, the big touchdown.
Yeah.
What do you mean coming out?
Okay. Why did you call, mind. Sarge?
What's up,
Sarge?
Did you do the game?
No. Yeah, no, that was 2011. Do you like that audio, Ed? Was that good or what?
Yes, we enjoyed the call.
Fabulous.
All right, good. Yeah, yeah. No, that was
I like the he was down at the touchdown one. That was a good one.
When you get the Sarge signal to call, that's how it works there. But big fan of Helen, though. Helen sounds pretty nice.
You want her number?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too many hens in a hen house?
So to go back to Artie's question, why is it that you called? What's up?
What do you want?
No, hey, listen, I'm just calling. I was told to give you guys a call.
Nobody told you.
Who told you that?
Who told you that?
I don't know. People said call in.
Who? Like, what's people? What people?
Morons
who?
On Twitter?
Like, I don't know. No, my phone was blowing up. It's like, they want you to call in. I'm like, all right.
Well,
no,
we never said
person. Name one person who told you that.
We don't want you to call in.
Joe, Sean, Matt.
Okay, give us Joe, Sean,
Jeff,
or Matt's
Joe
number.
Todd, Lipschitz,
give us Joe, Sean, or Matt's number, and we're going to call
Scott,
them and ask them if they called you
Chris,
and told you to call in.
Jay Stu?
You got to do what you got to do. No, I haven't talked to Jimmy today. Actually, Jimmy was looking for some money, so I talked to him briefly. That was it.
All right, Sarge, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Sarge.
Lee is in Quincy. Hi, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. This is like the female power hour.
It's female power hour. I am calling to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know what your final prediction for this score will be on Sunday.
Score prediction?
The what? Score for the Pats game?
37-13, somewhere in there, 38-13.
Beetle, do you give your official score prediction during the Patriots pregame show?
31-17, Patriots.
Do you give it during the
No, we don't really do that.
Don't do that?
No.
All right.
What a waste of time that would be.
A little bit.
It never happens.
I know, but people want
I just cared that the Patriots win by 10.
Do you have a post-game question of the day?
Nope.
Should try one of those.
Should I? Am I supposed
34-18.
Yeah, there you go. There's
34. Like that number. That's a good one.
Let's go with that one.
How do you get 18?
34-18. Sully in Watertown.
I'm taking 34-18.
Sully.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Good.
Hey, Zoe, I heard you talking about my boy Will Greer earlier.
Love it. What makes him your boy, so to speak? You're friends with him? You know him?
Spend time with him? We're a fellow distinguished Dub V alum. I'm going to the game.
What game are you going to?
The West Virginia-Oklahoma game, Friday night, ESPN.
Where's it at?
In Morgantown.
Yeah, burn that couch, baby.
Oh,
light
yeah.
Some furniture on fire. Nice.
Win or lose, we still booze.
It's one of the greatest traditions in all college football. Take Me Home Country Road and the whole stadium sings it. It's awesome. Okay.
Let's go to takeaways. What do you say?
Yeah, it's time.
Let's do the takeaways next and let's get out of here.
Good now.
Good.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay.
Okay,
time for today's takeaways. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. The official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Hey, real quick.
Chill.
Comeback player of the year in the American League, David Price.
Congratulations.
Get out of here.
Chill. Chill. Yeah, David Price. You know, it's sort of weird for a guy who, like, wasn't out for the full year last year to get the Comeback Player of the Year award.
It's like resurrecting my career.
Like, what did he come back from?
I don't know. It's a resurrection of the career. Like, he...
Couple of DL stints last year.
Yeah, the
couple
the sore
of 10
elbow,
dayers.
Tingly finger,
sore elbow. Like tingly. That's he had the sore elbow and the numb and tinglies and the was it the allergies? He came back from the seasonal allergies and the cut grass.
He came back from being a choker.
No, that all was this year.
That
numbness and grass was this year.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying last year he had the sore elbow, right?
Well, he's not a Cy Young winner. It's an award you give to somebody. I get it. Resurrected his career. Saved his ass here in Boston.
Like a high school superlative?
We're going to give you an award for saving your ass in Boston. And that's the best terminology they could use for it.
He started 11 games last year. Pitched in five others. So I get it.
Comeback. Yep. All right.
I guess Lions comeback.
I give our station credit for grinding all the shows, everybody being in.
It's not like you went and had surgery. It's not like you came back off of Tommy John or something, though.
No.
You know? Whatever. Whatever.
Okay.
Good for him.
What do we got?
A great year, a great postseason.
I have something from Scott Zolak, who enjoys many endorsements. And
I'll read anything you put in front of me.
No, he enjoys using the services and enjoying the products from the things that he endorses. Doesn't mean he's always 100% on board with what he's supposed to be talking about at any given
Jim
moment.
Jim had a lot of order.
Right.
I'm doing new pro here, right, Jim? New pro? What am I doing?
This was on the air.
Awaken 180 weight loss. Speaking of devil.
Smooth transition.
Yeah. Right in there.
Very smooth.
Don't you give other people a hard time for their live reads around here?
No, I give you a hard time for your computer always making noise.
No, not on this show. On other shows.
Oh, God, Fred.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay.
But that's who Fred is.
They want you to go to Dunkin'.
But that's who Zoe is.
And get some coffee.
But that's who Fred is, and that's who you are when you do
It's delivery. It works.
Jim!
Juggle all kind of things.
What I got to do?
I'm busy at time of year, you know, boom. Good job, Jim.
We have something from Burke
Awaken
today.
Awaken 180 weight loss. Yeah. Speaking of devil. We're just talking about eat.
Speak of devil.
Going devil speaking. Yeah, what do we got from Breer, that cackling?
Yeah, what do we have from Burke?
I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind Bedard's.
Why does he do that?
Hardy,
you could be mid sentence and he does that to you. Like, it's one thing when you cut people off. We all do it. We all cut each other off. It's bad. It's a bad habit.
Yeah, totally.
But, like, if you...
We'll do a talk show.
If you do it, like, I oftentimes will do it, like, not even thinking, and then realize I'm doing it, and then back off. He'll just keep going, He'll just keep doing it.
I don't mind. I might have something to work with. I don't mind Bedard's logic there.
What's the name of that group? Sha-na-na?
I do it. I have a bad habit of cutting people off, but Sha-na-na. At some point you realize you're doing it.
Blue moon.
Hard habit.
He doesn't know how he's cooking his turkey yet tomorrow.
He doesn't have
he
a turkey.
He doesn't know if he is doing a turkey tomorrow.
I wouldn't smoke it tomorrow because of the cold.
He has the kids. His wife is working. I don't think they're doing Thanksgiving tomorrow. I think they're doing it like over the weekend.
You smoke it in the cold. It has a hard time maintaining that temperature because it's not a hot fire. It's a controlled, temperature.
Kids, I don't know about your kids.
You can smoke things in the wintertime.
My kids don't eat turkey.
Well, two of your kids are older to where they might enjoy it. My kids, they like the idea of Thanksgiving, but when it comes time to actually eat
They don't eat anything.
They don't want to eat any of that stuff.
Really? My kid wants ham and carrots.
Yeah.
Ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Honey ham.
All right, well,
so since it is Thanksgiving, it's a tradition like during Christmas
tomorrow,
where we play the Ricky Bobby Christmas special. Les Miles, when he was at LSU, talking about the special meal of what Thanksgiving brings.
I am the easiest man to please when it comes to food. I have to be honest. I think it's definitely the turkey with a warm gravy. Maybe it's the last spoon or fork of food on the plate, you know, that has a little bit of salt and pepper and maybe a little bit of the turkey and gravy and some of the stuffing that would be there and maybe just a smidgen of that cranberry stuff, right? Not like a big, not kind of overwhelm the last bite, but that right there, oh my goodness, right? That last bite's worth a lot. I might add, that the turkey sandwich with mayonnaise, mustard, onions, and a little salad, a little lettuce, kind of makes for good eating later too, doesn't it?
Never once would I ever think of putting mustard and onions on a turkey sandwich post Thanksgiving.
Never once would I think about having a turkey sandwich later on in the day after you've had. Wow, really? Might I add, a turkey sandwich later for a leftover makes a good meal. Oh, does it? I'd never heard that before.
Best turkey gobbler, best turkey sandwich. Provisions, Nantucket Harbor. Fantastic. Belichick sent me there. Best turkey sandwich, man of the people.
I might add.
Real man of the people.
You just got to go to Nantucket to get a good turkey sandwich.
Yeah, you go to, they got like the burritos on the other side of the pizza place. You go there and you get your sandwiches there.
When did you turn into that?
You get off the boat. You get off the ferry. We were talking about ferries
earlier.
You're not going there tomorrow. I'm not going there tomorrow, but we're just talking about the turkey sandwich. That's where I had the best turkey sandwich. That's all. Hey, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening to our show. We appreciate it. A lot to be thankful for.
Thank you, Zo.
Thank you.
Full squad.
Jim.
Thank
T-Bone.
You, Jim. Thank you, T-Bone.
Full squad.
Morning show.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Midday show is here.
Thank you, intern.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We're back at it Monday, 10 a.m., but we'll be talking to you Sunday, Zo. Patriots, Jets here on
the Sports
Hub.
I'll be in the glorious Meadowlands.
Felger and Maz are next.
Every show working today. This is impressive.
So with 3rd and 5, and we are knocking on that goal line, let's see what Coach Cooksey has, what kind of rabbit he's going to pull out of that hat this time.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.